Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The two opposition formations that broke away from former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's main MDC reunited today, pledging to work together to unseat President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party in the next elections.
When the struggle against Mugabe became too difficult, when it became too protracted, when it was longer than we had originally thought in 1999, some of us began to admire the tactics and the methods of ZANU-PF.
The ruling ZANU-PF party's Politburo is meeting in the capital, but it is not clear if under fire Vice President Joyce Mujuru is attending the meeting following the humiliation she has been experiencing at the hands of her party in recent times.
One thing you must understand is that over the years, ZANU-PF has become President Mugabe's party. No one can say anything against Mr. Mugabe's wishes.
And Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa is tomorrow expected to present the country's 2015 national budget, but many people doubt it will be pro-poor.
The two MDC formations that broke away from former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's main MDC today announced their reunification, pledging to work together to unseat President Robert Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party in the next elections. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from the capital.
The MDC formation led by Walsh Mencube and the MDC renewal team today formed a new party that they are calling United MDC. Speaking at the reunification ceremony, interim president of the MDC renewal team, Sekai Holland, said they found it necessary to reunite in order to mount a strong challenge to ZANU-PF in the next elections and offer a solution to the economic problems afflicting many Zimbabweans today.
In that context of an engagement, I think that what we need to understand that is we aim to create a party that is predictable, definable, controllable, manageable by participating and putting in place institutions of all the mechanisms that we put together in agreement and by consensus to strengthen our democracy. Senze sisonke, tite zvinhu tiri pamwe chete.
Mude said it was also necessary for the two MDC formations to return to the founding values and principles of the opposition of 1999.
The values which, along the way, as Honorable Biti said, when the struggle against Mugabe became too difficult, when it became too protracted, when it was longer than we had originally thought in 1999, some of us began to admire the tactics and the methods of ZANU-PF. We began to mimic those very things we had come together to oppose. We began to tell each other, but in ZANU-PF, look up, yes, because we are not ZANU-PF.
Mube led a rebellion against Tsvangirai in October 2005 over disagreements on whether to participate in the reintroduced senatorial elections, while former Finance Minister Tendai Biti also parted ways with Tsvangirai and his team after the opposition's heavy loss to ZANU-PF in last year's elections, saying the MDC needed new blood to steer its struggle for democracy forward. But independent political analyst Sydney Masamvu said all opposition forces in the country need to work together if they were to mount a strong challenge to President Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party.
I think this is a very positive step in the right direction ahead of the elections. I think what we've witnessed today goes a long way that if opposition parties coalesce together, given the rupture that is happening in the ruling party, they stand a better chance of making headway and reclaiming their political space come the 2018 elections. I believe what we've witnessed today should form the basis of a greater sort of coordination and cooperation among opposition political parties in Zimbabwe. And I look forward to the MDC renewal taking a step further in impressing all opposition parties to form a working arrangement to change the political status quo in the country.
Some civil society organizations and foreign diplomats also attended today's event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.